The Lord is with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to the town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." Sisters, brothers, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One of the great parts of this manger scene is that as a presider, I can walk inside. I can talk to these characters and see how the animals are doing. And at first, when I think about this, it's almost as if they were in line for the last 3 or 4 weeks waiting to see some Star Wars movie or something. And it hasn't happened yet. There were people apparently that waited outside the theater for weeks. And, they just had friends standing in line while they waited and waited. And this night is almost like that for us as people of faith. Those people who wanted to see this new Star Wars movie, they were anticipating, they were hoping, they were expecting the story to continue. They were expecting that their anticipation of what the next story would be would happen. There was a little bit of fear among those who were waiting because maybe it wasn't going to meet their needs. It wasn't going to be exactly the way they wanted. The story would go in a different way. The music would fall flat. Whoever, all those different things, there was an anticipation of what's going to happen and a place of joy. And it sounds like Disney did pretty well at $260 million and the last 48 hours. There's that sense of Advent that we are at this moment in time. It's at a moment where, as far as I've been told, I've never been pregnant, but there's this moment where the last few days, if not the few weeks, where it's like, just let it happen. May this happen soon. And we want this child to be well, but I just want this child out. I want to see this child. I don't want to have all those feelings. And there was a place in time as people waited for the Star Wars movie that it was like, can't you just release it? You know, they dragged it on and there was a little snippet here and every commercial you saw for the last 2 or 3 months that had some kind of hint because of music or pictures. It just kind of helped prepare that moment. Tonight we are in that place in our Christian calendar that says that Mary is full of the Holy Spirit. The child is so much present to her that even her cousin Elizabeth realizes that the child in her womb leaps for joy. There is this place in which we are invited to anticipate what is about to happen. So these people are gathered. Mary and Joseph are in place. The shepherds are gathering. The angels are in place. The animals are in place. They have all gathered, primarily because the Roman decree said that they had to gather in this place of Bethlehem, the city of their forefathers. But we gather with them. And the question is, what are we anticipating? Are we anticipating the joyful, holy, amazing birth of a child born into poverty, born to be our king, to be our Savior, to be our guide, to be our guru, to be our teacher, to be the one who at first is going to look like a baby, who's going to keep them awake at night, who's going to challenge them as first parents and wondering how to raise this child. And then a few weeks later, boom, they have to go as refugees to another land. The story that we know well is before us. The challenge, I think, for us as people of faith is, do we get into that moment? Do we get into that line of waiting not for a movie, but for the birth of Christ Jesus? Do we allow ourselves to be in that place of anticipatory joy, that anticipatory hope, that anticipatory reality that says God is going to change not only the whole world, but you and I? This beautiful encounter between Elizabeth and Mary remind us that at the core of the birth of Jesus is an encounter of God with us. Very personal, very intimate, very much connected to your life and mine, to your joys and sorrows, your struggles and pain, and your hopes and anticipations. At the core of the movie of Star Wars is a relationship between a son and a father. It is a story that's repeated in Greek mythology and in our faith of scriptures, the scriptures of Hebrew texts as well as our Christian text. That relationship between a child and a parent, that love that happens, and then that weird moment. It is a very strange moment. You're walking with your child and they're holding your hand, and at another moment you put your hand out and the child pulls back their hand. For some moment, they want to be separate from you as parents. For some moment, that need for you changes to, I could do it on my own. I don't need you to change my diaper. I don't need you to drive me to school. I don't need you to do this. All of a sudden, there's a magical, spiritual, sacred moment. And Jesus gives us these years where he's with Mary and Joseph that reminds us of that total sense of dependency. So as we approach Christmas, whether you finish all your shopping or your letters or emails or all the thing that we celebrate around Christmas, may it be a time, why and where am I anticipating Christ in my life? Where and how do I expect Christ to change our world that clearly is in need of peace and hope and joy and all that blessedness of Christ? Where in my relationships, whether it be between Elizabeth and Mary in our gospel today, or whether it be a child and a parent in a movie far, far, far away, we are invited to these days of pregnancy, of anticipation, of hope, of joy, of wondering what is about to happen. We've already been told the story. We walk into the movie theater and we know the end. We know what's going to happen. We know with joy that God is among us, that God will walk with us. God will even be crucified among us, but Christ will rise. God will rise. So we know the story. How do we walk into these sacred days of anticipatory hope and joy? May we encounter God as Elizabeth encounters Mary. May we deal with our parental, our parent relationship, as well as being a parent to another. That in that intimacy, we experience God, Emmanuel, present among us, moving us, healing us, and lifting us up with a joy that is beyond all understanding. As the scripture says, we are invited into this sacred place. Blessed are we who walk this week not only anticipating a child filling that empty place, but that week in which Christ will fill our hearts and our world with a peace and a joy beyond all understanding. Amen.